I'm going to talk to you this morning about advocacy and the San Francisco Asthma Task Force and the collaboration and partnership with the San Francisco Unified School District. And specifically going to look at our asthma emergency care plan. So I want to give you a little bit of background information. But task force is legislated, and the task force works very closely with the Unified School District and has done so since its inception. In 2002, there were two asthma-related deaths in the school district, which was very disturbing. And as a result of that, the superintendent convened a district asthma team, which we lovingly refer to as the DAT. And it's a cross-disciplinary team of her staff. And it includes not only the school health office, but it includes information technology and facilities. So we have a lot of options for dealing with these issues. We really learned the hard way in this situation because we had a child, a toddler die in the child development center. No one knew that that toddler had asthma. No one knew that his symptoms, which were unlike the average asthma symptoms, were asthma. And there was no specialized emergency care plan available to him, so no help could be given to him until paramedics arrived, and that, unfortunately, was too late. So what we learned from that unfortunate incident, and it mobilized us, and it really did, and it created a lot of anger in our community, we learned that we didn't know very much about our kids in our public schools. We have a lot of schools. We have 117 schools and 35 child care centers, and we don't know these kids. We don't know the kids with asthma. We don't know the kids with chronic illness, and our staff doesn't know how to respond. And so what we began to see is that there was a lack of communication for whatever reason and sharing of information about chronic disease between parents and guardians and the school district. There was no formalized protocol to deal with individual situations with kids who had asthma or other chronic illnesses. And as I mentioned before, a lack of staff training. A real disconnect between the medical providers who serve the community and the schools, which of course is a no-no in good asthma management. And a lot of inaccurate beliefs about chronic illness and asthma. Beliefs that you can be cured of a chronic illness, like, oh, well, he's been symptom-free, so he's outgrown it or he's been cured from it. We think that contributes to the problem. Also, by anecdotal and qualitative data, we run across people in our communities who don't see asthma as a serious problem. So working together in our collaborative with our school district partners, we decided to take a top-down view. We thought, we can fix this problem. We thought if we go to the Board of Education and we get those elected people who govern the school district to back us up and have a resolution that will allow us to mandate these emergency care plans in the school, everything will fall into place. Well, I'll get back to that later. But a little naive, maybe. But we really did think that there was more cohesion between the sites and the center. We learned differently. But what we got in our working together was the ability to use the data people in the school, the IT people, who have a very good system called the SIS, or Student Information System. And we were going to be able to use this system to track our emergency care plans. So we spent a lot of time developing these plans. We spent a lot of time putting an evaluation process together. We spent a lot of time working out who would be trained to enter the data. We were so excited about using this information system. And we really felt not only would we be able to identify kids and hopefully avoid another tragic death, but we would also then be able to track the schools, which schools needed more nursing support, which schools needed more asthma education, which schools seem to have clusters of asthma, and maybe the facilities people need to be brought in and those situations reviewed. So what we did is we put a training protocol together because we had a lot of different stakeholders to train. We wanted everyone in the district at the administrative level to understand this program. We wanted them to be able to talk about it. We wanted all school personnel, certified and not certified, at our 117 sites and in child development centers to know about this program. And of course, we had to educate parents. And then kids, because we wanted kids to be able to know, I have a breathing problem or I have asthma and this is what you do. And then we wanted to be able to educate our care providers. And they were very alienated from this system. So our care plan is somewhat complicated because what we have to do with the care plan, we have to have two plans because state and district regulations. One of the care plans has the actual treatment components signed by physician, kind of standing orders in the medical jargon, and by parent. But the medication that's needed to actually implement that has to be on another form. So there was some complexity there. And what we wanted to achieve with our training was ownership. In each of these stakeholder groups, we wanted them to buy into this, and we wanted them to use it, and we wanted them to truly see the value of it. And our assumption was that if they didn't own it and they didn't see the value, then it wasn't going to be sustained. So we ran across some problems that maybe we should have anticipated that came from the two different forms. There was a lot of concern at every level about paperwork. There were concerns by the providers, interestingly enough, more than the parents, about privacy violations. That was a big issue with them. Why should we share this data? You know, what's going to happen to this kid? Is he going to be labeled? Is she not going to be able to do these things? So they had a lot of concern about that. There was concern about follow-through because our process was cumbersome. You know, did the providers follow through? Did the parents follow through? Did the school district follow through? But we also had opportunities. And we also decided that we have to continue to have intensified targeted education. We created some very beautiful hand flyers for parents and for the schools, and we asked everybody to put these up so they're plastered all over the place, and we took them and gave them to the care providers so there'd be continuity, so they have them in the clinics as well as in their offices. And we continue to kind of do an ongoing sort of formative evaluation amongst our district asthma team. This wasn't going right. How are we going to fix it? How are we going to rethink this? And then we discovered that we had some bigger challenges, and those were that across the district, there was inconsistent implementation of the program. And everybody wasn't using the forms. And not only that, when our data person started to look at our evaluation, we wondered what happened. Because there weren't very many kids with asthma. Was this true that there weren't these kids with asthma? This is a high-risk group of kids. Was it true that data wasn't being entered? What was going on here? And what we found out was that on a grassroots level, remember we took this top-down approach, the data wasn't being entered. The people who were supposed to enter the data felt burdened by it, and they kept deprioritizing it. So here we are, 3 years into this program, hearing a lot of anecdotal stuff, how well things are going, and when we pull the data, that doesn't appear to be true. So we had to rethink, and we're in the process of rethinking, how are we going to do our evaluation? And we're thinking now, since that we're going to do some student record review to see if the forms are really there, because we know a lot of forms actually have been returned to the schools. And we're also working with our partner, which is our main partner, which is the School Health Program Office, and we are looking to use the staff that actually comes under their control, the school nurses and counselors, to build a team at each school site to really support these data entry people, the secretaries, to build an interest in this project and to teach about the value so we can prevent any more deaths. Because, I mean, that was quite terrible. So, lessons learned. Lessons learned are You can have all this wonderful technology and well put together systems, but at the very nitty gritty basic level, if nobody enters the data, it's worthless. So we did not anticipate that. We also learned that a top-down approach doesn't guarantee that anything will be implemented, and it appears that in our district, and maybe it's like this in a lot of school districts, the real power about how things are done in the school is the site administrator, also known as the principal. And so we should have been having a dual approach of top-down, bottom-up, more grassroots, and we want to pay much more attention now to the people who are doing the data entry, to the teachers, to the people at the school sites, to understand what their concerns are and to integrate their concerns into our revision of this project. So we learned also that even with lots of collaboration with excellent partners, change comes very slowly. However, our goal remains within reach, and we just are continually renewing and reviewing this project to make it fit in the environment where our kids go to school. Thank you very much.